What up, nerds?
It's your boy.
I'm Jared, and this is Changelog News for the week of Monday, December 11th, 2023. Thank you to all of our listeners who left us voicemails for next week's State of the Log episode. Our inbox now runneth over, and we even have BMC cooking up some special beats for the occasion. That plus Pound of Fine Round 2 coming up this week. Ooh boy, we are finishing up 2023 with a bang. Okay, let's get into this week's news. 1 year after ChatGPT brought a seismic shift in the entire landscape of AI, a group of researchers set out to test claims that its open source rivals had achieved parity or even better on certain tasks. In the linked paper, they provide an exhaustive overview of this success, surveying all tasks where an open source LLM has claimed to be on par or better than ChatGPT. Their conclusion, quote, "In this survey, we deliver a systematical review on high-performing open-source LLMs that surpass or catch up with ChatGPT in various task domains. In addition, we provide insights, analysis, and potential issues of open-source LLMs. We believe that this survey sheds light on promising directions of open-source LLMs and will serve to inspire further research and development, helping to close the gap with their paying counterparts." End quote. It's becoming increasingly clear to me that the data models powering future AI rollouts will be commoditized and democratized, thanks to the competitive nature and hard work of both academia and industry. What a relief. Richard Hipp and his team have rewritten SQLite's text-based JSON functions using a binary representation, much like Postgres did years ago. This new JSONB, depending on usage patterns, could be several times faster than the original. The technical explainer is, quote, "Historically, SQLite used an internal binary representation of JSON that involved lots of pointers. This fits well into C programs, but it is difficult to serialize. The JSONB rewrite changes the internal use binary representation of JSON into a contiguous byte array that can read or be written as an SQL blob. This allows the internal use representation of JSON to potentially be saved to the database in place of JSON text, eliminating a bunch of overhead." End quote. All legacy functionalities preserved, the JSON functions that previously only accepted JSON text now accept JSONB binary for the same parameter. This looks like a huge step forward for everyone's favorite and the most widely deployed in the world, SQL Engine.
Phenomenal cosmic power!
Ratatouille, which may be the best name ever, and you'll find out why soon, is a lightweight library that provides a set of widgets and utilities to build complex Rust terminal user interfaces, or TUIs. Ratatouille is based on the principle of immediate rendering with intermediate buffers. This means that for each frame, your app must render all widgets that are supposed to be part of the UI. This, in contrast to the retained mode style of rendering where widgets are updated and then automatically redrawn on the next frame. Ratatouille was forked from TUIRS in 2023 in order to continue the project's development. Its outputted TUIs look really cool, but let's face it, I included it here because I love the name Ratatouille. Build your TUIs with Ratatouille. Cook up a TUI, Ratatouille. Something for Yui by Ratatouille. Okay, stop, Jared, just stop. You know what time it is. Sponsored news. If you had a list of commands that your engineering team uses daily, NPM would likely be near the top. Shouldn't that crucial command be secure? Well, now it can be, thanks to Socket's Safe NPM CLI tool that transparently wraps the NPM command and protects developers from malware, typo squats, install scripts, protestware, telemetry, and more. I was very impressed by the team and tech behind this tool when we first heard about it on JS Party. If you haven't given Socket's Safe NPM a good look, you owe it to yourself to follow the link in your show notes and chapter data and to check it out. Thanks once again to Faros and all of our friends at Socket for sponsoring Changelog News. Morris Broderson built a highly interactive, complex application, a clone of the To-Do app called To-Do, that's T-E-U-X-D-E-U-X. Using vanilla HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, he did it as a case study, attempting to find and stretch the limitations of vanilla web development. Morris says, quote, "There's no custom framework invented here. Instead, The case study was designed to discover minimum viable patterns that are truly vanilla. The result is maintainable, albeit verbose, and with considerable duplication. If anything, the case study validates the value of build steps and frameworks, but also demonstrates that standard web technologies can be used effectively, and there are only a few critical areas where a vanilla approach is clearly inferior. End quote. The code is all open source, but Morris's write-up and his conclusion in particular is so thorough and thoughtful that you might be satisfied just by reading that alone. If you love TailScale's offerings, but prefer the maximum privacy and autonomy that only comes by self-hosting everything, check out this project by Christopher Dalby, who works at TailScale, by the way. Christopher says, quote, "Everything in TailScale is open source, except the GUI clients for proprietary OSs and the control server. The control server works as an exchange point of WireGuard public keys for the nodes in the TailScale network. It assigns the IP addresses of the clients, creates the boundaries between each user, enables sharing machines between users, and exposes the advertised routes of your nodes." End quote. HeadScale is Christopher's implementation of a self-hosted open source alternative to the TailScale control server. HeadScale's goal is to provide self-hosters and hobbyists with an open source server they can use for their projects and labs. It implements a narrow scope, which is a single tailnet, suitable for personal use, or a small open source organization. That's the news for now, but also scan the email newsletter for even more stories, such as Ars Technica pitting Google's new Gemini-powered Bard against ChatGPT, Dan Hockenmeyer's proposed hierarchy of needs to use when choosing which startup to work for, and The Verge's coverage of a new low-level internet protocol called L4S. If you don't get Changelog news in your inbox each Monday, fix that bug at changelog.com/news. We have some awesome podcasts coming up this week. Our final All Things Open anthology ships out Wednesday, and we're playing Pound to Find again with the same wacky cast of characters plus one on Friday. Have a great week. Tell your friends about the Changelog if you dig it, and I'll talk to you again real soon.